Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Now, remember last time, everybody, we were talking about animal testing and the great debate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all about animals. And, of course, you probably have this debate or this discussion here in Taiwan, whether it is ethical, whether it is morally correct to experiment on animals for scientific purposes. Some people would say, oh yes, human beings are a higher level than animals. We have the right, even the duty, to experiment on animals. Whereas the other side would probably say, oh no, animals are sentient beings just like us, and they feel pain and things like that. It is a terrible sin. It is a crime to experiment on animals.
As we discussed the positives in our first lesson on animal testing, but in this one, we're going to be looking at the more negative parts of animal testing, the things that are really pretty awful, and why you can see why a lot of people are protesting against animal testing for the most part. I have to admit, I hate to see animals suffer, so I don't know if I could participate in animal testing, although I'm very grateful we have the medicines we do today. It's a tough, tough debate. It's a controversial subject, and we're going to show you some of the negatives, some of the downsides of this animal testing in the first part of this lesson, but as we always do, we're going to first read through it one time. Many people object to animal testing and have been working tirelessly to push for laws banning the practice. They say that animal testing is cruel, as it often involves the animals being denied food or water, confined to small spaces, and frequently made to suffer pain. Since these animals are not in their natural habitat, they may be under additional stresses that give misleading information about the products being tested on them. What's more, while scientists may have had no choice but to test on animals in the past, we now have computer models and advanced techniques that should make animal testing unnecessary. Though no governments or other regulatory bodies have attempted to ban animal testing altogether, steps have been taken to ensure animal testing is strictly controlled. Scientists use a principle called the three R's: reduction, refinement, and replacement. Under this model, animal testing is not done when alternative methods are available and the experiments are carried out on as few animals as possible and in such a way as to reduce their suffering. One approach a number of countries have taken is to ban animal testing of cosmetic products. In 2016, Taiwan voted to stop this kind of testing by 2019, joining other nations such as India, New Zealand, and the entire European Union. Meanwhile, many animals such as great apes cannot be used for testing at all, and others, including cats and dogs, are protected. Whether you see animal testing as necessary or not, everyone can agree that if it must continue, it should be regulated. Hopefully, scientific development will bring about a time when the same beneficial results can be arrived at without any creature having to suffer.
All right, everybody, let's discuss the contents of today's lesson. It's our debate about animal testing. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Should we do it or should we stop doing it? Should we regulate it or should we let the drug companies do whatever we want, whatever they want? And this is a subject that you can all discuss amongst yourselves. But today we're talking about the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
Why maybe it's a bad thing to use animals for experimentation. So here we go. Let's talk about today's lesson. The first paragraph says, many people object to animal testing and have been working tirelessly to push for laws banning the practice. So lots of people object to animal testing. If you object to something, that means you are against it. You do not approve it. You don't like it. You don't approve of it. You just don't want it done. So they object to animal testing. They say it's bad and people should stop doing it.
These same people are also working tirelessly, which means means to work and work and work and never stop. You just don't care that you're tired. You just keep going because you've got something important to do. And what they're doing is they're trying to push for laws that ban the practice. Now, if you push for something, guys, it just means you work very hard. You're very aggressive about getting something done that you think's important. And here they're trying to push for laws banning the practice. And while they're pushing for this, they're really working on every country's government, your legislature, which is responsible for passing laws. They're trying to convince these representatives, these government officials or representatives in the legislature, that we need to stop the practice. If you ban something, you say that you can't do something anymore. For example, cigarettes are banned in every restaurant now, and I'm even seeing some bars and pubs now you can no longer smoke. So it's getting serious. Yeah.
Some places still allow it, but yes, it hasn't been totally banned, but I guess it's banned on certain sections of sidewalks or something. That's smoking cigarettes. But here, of course, the people who object to animal testing are pushing for banning the practice. Mm-hmm. They just don't want it done at all. And they say that animal testing is cruel, as it often involves the animals being denied food or water, confined to small spaces, and frequently made to suffer pain. So that would all, I guess, constitute cruelty. If you're cruel, that means you're just being mean to someone just for the sake of being mean, really mean. And the animals are denied food or water, so they're hungry, they're thirsty, and also they have to be in these small spaces. They're confined. To be confined, in this case, just means you're kind of kept there against your will. You don't want to be there, but you're just kept there anyway. Lots of animals are confined to small spaces in animal farms, I guess. If they're raising cattle to produce meat, a lot of times the animals are just confined to very small cages.
When they're doing the animal testing, these animals are in cages, so those are the confined spaces they're talking about. And, you know, it's no fun. They're not out there with their buddies and friends to go play outside in the yard, things like that. So it's really tough, and they're frequently made to suffer pain. What they do to these animals while they're testing is sometimes, you know, do things to their skin or inside, and it's hard on them. So since these animals are not in their natural habitat, they may be under additional stresses that we haven't thought about, right? Mm. And that might give misleading information about the products being tested on them, because they're not in a natural environment. They're not in their home habitats. A habitat is where that animal or plant comes from. That's their natural home or environment. And certainly a laboratory filled with scientists is not their natural habitat. And so they're a little stressed being away from home. Additional needs, extra or more than what you've just talked about. So beyond just being denied food and water and being put in these cages and made to suffer pain, they have this stress on them because they're not home. So what it may lead to is misleading information. So maybe some of these products, the results they're getting on these tests aren't completely accurate.
They might sound accurate, but they might not actually be accurate. So that's what misleading means here. It gives the wrong idea or gives you the wrong impression, etc. So you got to watch out. And yeah, they might be under stress, under pressure, and they might be releasing hormones or something that could affect the results of the test. So you've got to be careful there. What's more, or in addition, also, while scientists may have no choice but to test on animals in the past, they have had no choice but to test on animals in the past. We now have computer models and advanced techniques that should make animal testing unnecessary, or at least not as necessary. So yes, scientists in the past may have had no choice but to test on animals. There was no other way to do it. Now, of course, we have computer models and applications and stuff like that that can simulate this kind of stuff, and we've also got these advanced techniques. Advanced means they are better than things were in the past. Advanced could be a level. You've got beginner, intermediate, and then advanced. So these are advanced techniques, the modernist techniques that we have. And yes, they should make animal testing unnecessary, or at least not as necessary as it was in the past.
Now, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, though no governments or other regulatory bodies have tried or attempted to ban animal testing altogether, steps have been taken to ensure or make sure animal testing is strictly controlled. Now, we know what our governments do when they pass laws. That's your legislature. But we've also got different regulatory bodies. Bodies here doesn't mean like your human body. No, it's a group of people. And regulatory bodies come up with regulations or some kind of rules that regulate or guide some sort of industry. And the medical industry definitely has regulatory bodies. They have a lot of rules that they must abide by, or they'll get fined. They may not be put in prison, but they'll get fined. They'll have to pay some money. None of these people, the governments or these regulatory bodies, have attempted to actually ban or stop animal testing altogether, though they have taken steps, passed some regulations to ensure or make sure animal testing is strictly controlled.
Right, they need to regulate it and control it. You can only experiment on so many animals a month, for example, and things like that. But I think there certainly have been consumer groups and action groups and stuff like that that do want a complete ban. But the point here is that the governments and regulatory bodies, they haven't really attempted to totally ban it. But we'll continue talking about this in just a couple of seconds. Right now, we're going to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 昨天我们听到了许多跟 animal testing 相关的正面事物 positives. 我们今天来看一下反对的人他的立场为何。首先呢，来看到第一个句子提到 Many people object to animal testing and have been working tirelessly to push for laws banning the practice. 首先来看一下这个动词片语 objectto 后面加的是名词，代表反对的意思。举个例子来说 ，All the local farmers objected to the new airport being built on the fields。它的中文翻译就是：所有当地的农民都反对把新的机场建在这些土地上面。所以要注意哦 ，object to 后面加的是一个名词，后面还有一个动词片语。Push for something 代表着催促着某个事物，要求一定要怎么样。所以这些反对的人呢，首先是 object to animal testing， 反对动物试验之外，也一直呢孜孜不倦的想要 push for laws， 想要呢推动这样子的法令。法令怎么样呢？Banning the practice， 来禁止这样子的做法或者是作为。第一段的中间提到 ，Since these animals are not in their natural habitat, they may be under additional stresses that give misleading information about the products being tested on them. 在这里提到呢，这些动物因为是要被拿来做试验的，那么这里的 since 解释成为因为。因为呢，这些动物并不是身处于它们的 natural habitat， 指的就是自然的栖息地，所以它们可能是呢承受很多额外的压力。我们说 be under additional stresses， 指的就是承受额外的压力。这样一来，就可能呢得到的是 misleading information， 错误的资讯，而这样的产品当然呢就没有办法反映出正确的资讯，而是误导的资讯了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Again, we're talking about animal testing. And in our program last time, we talked about some of the pros of animal testing. Today, we're talking about the cons or the downsides to animal testing. And where we left off, we were talking about regulatory bodies and governments. And we did say that they haven't really tried to totally ban animal testing, but they want to see that animal testing is strictly controlled, okay? And that sounds reasonable to me. Scientists use a principle called the three R's: reduction, refinement, and replacement. So these are the three R's. Reduction means reducing something. Reduce is the verb, and the noun is reduction. And that, again, refers to making something smaller or less in amount, reduction. So, yes, I guess that just means doing less and less animal experimentation. And we've also got refinement. Mm-hmm. Refinement refers to making something more and more perfect, getting rid of the impurities or the unwanted elements and making it better and better all the time. Of course, when we take petroleum out of the ground, it needs to go through a refinement process, which means that they get rid of the impurities and they make it as pure as possible so that it can be used in our cars.
That's right. So under this model, animal testing is not done when other methods are available. Alternative just means one or more things that are available as another possibility. You don't have to do just one thing. So alternative methods, other methods, or alternative options, you could say, are available. The experiments are carried out on as few animals as possible. That's a nice thing. And in such a way as to reduce their suffering. I think that's the one that bothers me the most, the suffering. Now, in the next paragraph, it says one approach a number of countries have taken is to ban animal testing of cosmetic products. I mentioned this earlier. This is the one that started everything off, I think, was the big push to ban testing on makeup. You know, it's not that important. It makes us pretty, but come on. Medicine that saves lives is a different thing. I think it takes it to another level. But if you're hurting animals just because you want a better cosmetic product, that's hard to accept. When you talk about an approach, you're talking about a way to get something done. So it's a method or technique that you can use. So one approach, one technique or method a number of countries are using is to just ban all animal testing of cosmetic products. I actually support this.
Makes sense. I don't use cosmetics myself, and yes, cosmetics are kind of can I say the word superfluous?
I would say vain. Yeah.
Vain. Yeah. It's just something you don't really need to survive, girls.
Yeah.
And actually, I think my opinion is that women wear too many cosmetics as it is. You don't let us see the real thing. You're always putting on these masks.
You're jealous because you can't just be pretty with makeup.
Well, I'm jealous because I can't go around looking like a clown all the time, like a lot of women do. My goodness, they paste so much of it on
their
eyes.
Not in Taiwan. I don't think the ladies wear much makeup here.
Okay, well, any makeup to me is too much, but in any case,
Japan and Korea, yes.
Okay, fair enough. But in 2016, let's move ahead here. Taiwan voted to stop this kind of testing by 2019, joining other nations such as India, New Zealand, and the entire European Union. So Taiwan has voted to stop animal testing for cosmetics.
By 2019,
so that's just a couple of years. And also other countries to have voted in this way include India, New Zealand, and all of the countries in the EU. That's a lot.
That is a lot of countries. Now, meanwhile, many animals, such as great apes, that really big ape, cannot be used for testing at all. I think it's because their intelligence is so high. And others, including cats and dogs that we all love, are protected. So there are certain animals that they've got more regulations passed about. So those types of animals are being protected. So that's a good thing. I like that they, here in Taiwan, they voted to stop animal testing on, for cosmetic products at least, by 2019. And so I think there's a nice push for that here. Now, in the last paragraph, it says, whether you see animal testing as necessary or not, everyone can agree that if it must continue, it should be regulated. And we talked about the regulatory bodies earlier and how these groups of people who really are experts in the field that they are regulating, they get together and they make sure that everything in that industry is happening in a fair and accurate way. Regulation is the noun. To regulate is the verb. So if something's regulated, it means rules have been placed on something that they must follow. I teach a client who works in insurance, and they're constantly having their regulatory body come and make sure they're doing everything correctly and they're being fair and honest with their customers.
Okay, well, I guess that's important. Some things should be regulated. Maybe other things shouldn't be. Like the airline industry, should that be regulated or not? Should they let them compete freely, or should the government regulate that? That's a subject for debate. I think the American airline industry was deregulated in the 80s under Reagan, right? I think so. But, yeah, don't quote me on that because that was a long time ago. But in any case, yes, most people agree that animal testing should be regulated. It should be controlled by government bodies to make sure that scientific laboratories and companies like that don't use too many animals, or they don't use dogs and cats and stuff like that, or great apes or things like that. So yes, indeed, most people think that, yeah, we probably still need animal testing to a certain degree, but we should control it. We should regulate it.
Yeah, make sure that it's being carried out in the best and most a fair way it can be, that causes the least amount of suffering to these animals. Now, hopefully, it says, scientific development will bring about a time when the same beneficial results can be arrived at without any creature having to suffer. That would be a good thing. I was a little surprised to find out earlier in this particular lesson that we have computer models and advanced techniques that make animal testing unnecessary. That's pretty cool. I can't imagine that a computer can give you as much information and as much data as a real animal, but I don't know enough about computer models, I think. Now, if you bring something about or bring about something, that's a verb phrase that you can put the noun in the middle there, bring something about, bring about something. This particular verb phrase means that it will cause something to be possible. So scientific development, those scientists who are doing all those great experiments, they're going to keep making progress and advances, and eventually what will happen is a time will come when the same beneficial results, or results that will be good for you and good for everyone, good for people, can be arrived at, can be discovered, can be sought, can be had without any creature having to suffer. So I think that's the big goal that we're all looking forward to, and we hope that our scientific community can actually do this, bring about a time when we don't have to have our animals suffer at all for us.
Yeah, that's the ideal, of course. Right now, that's not really possible. Our results have to come about through a certain amount of animal experimentation. But yes, we've got these advanced techniques that we talked about earlier, and we also mentioned computer models, and those hopefully will bring about a time when we don't have to rely on animal testing. We can just run some computer programs and input the data.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
And yes, we would have these results, and maybe in the process we could also have some cures for some nasty diseases like, I don't know, cancer, of course.
Pancreatic cancer is a bad one.
Or what's the one that Stephen Hawking has?
ALS.
Yes, that would be nice to get rid of that one as well.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
So, yes, indeed. I don't know how much animal experimentation affects that one, but yes, indeed. It still goes on, everybody, so weigh in on this, whether you support animal testing or not, and have a great discussion about this amongst yourselves. And that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Let's listen one more time for some more explanation from our beloved Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第二段的第二个句子提到 Scientists use a principle called the three R's, reduction, refinement, and replacement. 现在科学家呢使用了一个叫做 3R 的这样子的一个原则，这 3R 分别代替的是 reduction 减量， refinement 改进， replacement 代替。透过这三个 R 呢，我们来看一下后面的句子。Under this model, animal testing is not done when alternative methods are available. 我们先看一下前半句。在这样子的模式之下呢，那么动物实验呢，就不会进行。什么时候不会进行？ When alternative methods are available， 当有替代的方法可使用的时候，就不会进行动物的试验。Alternative 是一个非常重要的形容词，解释成为替代的意思。举个例子来说， There was no alternative route open to her， 指的就是她别无选择。而后面继续提到，And the experiments are carried out on as few animals as possible. 在这里提到的是这样子的 experiments, 试验的进行，我们讲说 to carry out an experiment. 所以实验的进行呢，尽量是as few animals as possible， 尽可能的呢在越少的动物身上做实验。那么后面还提到 and in such a way as to reduce their suffering， 这样子一来就可以降低减少他们的痛苦，而在这里的 suffering 则是指他们所遭受的苦难。第三段的第一个句子提到 One approach a number of countries have taken is to ban animal testing of cosmetic products. 这里的 approach 用来当作是名词，解释成为方法跟门禁的意思。那么有很多国家都所采取的方法之一呢，就是 to ban animal testing of cosmetic products， 也就是禁止这些化妆产品的动物试验。而在台湾2019年也是停止这样子的试验。最后一段，Whether you see animal testing as necessary or not, everyone can agree that if it must continue, it should be regulated. 在这里提到，不论你认为动物试验是否必要，相信每一个人都会同意，如果一定要持续下去的话呢，就应该要被管制。在这里我们使用的动词 regulate 则是有为什么制定规章跟控制的意思，它的名词 regulation 则是有规章规则的意思。 Hopefully scientific development will bring about a time when the same beneficial results can be arrived at without any creature having to suffer。在这里我们希望科学的发展呢，可以让我们达到相同的效益，而又没有任何的动物必须承受这样子的痛苦，希望有朝一日这一天会到来。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.